very much.
Do we now, can we go to our contractor now and he can apply for a permit? Or how do we do this? We're not familiar with it.
You can see, they'll take care of it in the office tomorrow morning or whenever you want to talk with them.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir.
Case number 10914, Ten Pin LLC, care of Christian Hudson, northeast of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, approximately 1,360 feet east of Plantations Road. A special use exception to place a temporary manufactured home type structure for a sales office. And Mr. Chairman, I'm going to pass down a revised site plan for you to look at.
Yes, thank you.
You ready for me, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Tim Willard with Fuqua, Urey & Willard here in Georgetown. I represent, where's Christian? Christian Hudson. You all know Ken Christianberry, who's mm-hmm. with Axiom. And this is Michael, I'll usually butcher his name, Sabatoni. And he's with Ryan Holmes. And we're here tonight to ask for permission for a special use, and it's a temporary sales trailer. I submitted a booklet. I hope you all got, did you all get that today?
We did.
The purpose of the booklet is to, number one, tell you what we would like the special use for, to give you some idea what the property was used for, and also to just demonstrate that this use would not adversely affect substantially neighboring properties. And in course of my presentation, I'm just going to go through the tabs in the book. You have a site plan there and the aerial, but they're also included, the identical ones, in your booklet.
Okay.
Let me talk about Ryan Holmes first, and Michael's obviously here, could address more detailed questions. But they've had a presence down here in Sussex County for some time. They have several communities where they have lot home packages. If you look at tab number one, it's the map with the bright blue on it. You can actually see how involved they are, and I'll just name a few of them. There's from the north, Vincent Overlook, Shoreview Woods. Behind Lowe's and Lewis is Henlopen Landing. Then as you go south, you'll see Bay Point, Stonewater Creek, and in the Millsboro area, they have villages of Millwood, Wharton's Bluff, and then down in Ocean View area, Seagrass Plantations, Windhurst, and Fairway Village and Forest Landing. So close to a dozen communities where they sell lot home packages. Many of their clients find them on the internet, or their retirees, or they may get the information otherwise. And a lot of these developments are not on main drag. So when they visit the county, it might be more difficult for them to find them. Most recently, the county, as you well know, has sort of outlawed bandit signs, which is maybe a good thing. So there's not as much identity for them. So Ryan's proposal, and Mr. Hudson's obviously on board this as the landlord, is to put a temporary sales office where we're asking to do it. And you can see on that first tab the big star. That property is located on Route 24, just east west of Route 1. You all may remember when we were here before, and we were asking for a couple billboards. Same property, okay? And I'll talk a little bit more about the history of the property. But so that's the plan, and Ryan's Homes, we submit to you, offers a good, reasonable product here for Sussex County, and this is a way of maybe, jump-starting some of their sales and have a centrally located sales office for the convenience of their clients, since they're spread out on eastern Sussex. I don't need to tell you gentlemen about the law, but I have included in tab 2 the law for special uses. This is in a C1. This property's in C1. So I could probably list a lot of permitted uses that I would submit or perhaps more demanding of the area than this use they're asking for now. But this is a special use listed under C1 as a temporary building for sales. In fact, they could probably build a stick-built sales office there and not even come before you. But the idea is they're going to get their foot in the water here for 5 years and use this property for that if you all give them approval. And the standard of review is that it does not substantially adversely affect neighboring properties. You have the site plan on tab 3, which is the detailed site plan. Mr. Christianberry's here to answer any questions if you have that I cannot. But let me simply say that there's plenty of parking right there. The building will be located within the setbacks on that first lot. As you can see, it's the square building, 24 by 60, that's 15 feet off of that easement, 60 feet off the roadway, nestled right before the parking lot.
Mr. Willard, excuse me if I may interrupt.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at several different drawings, and we've already got three dated September the 9th of 2011, and one was just passed down for December the 11th, of 2011. Is there a difference?
And no, the one in the book, December 11th, is the most recent. And the only thing that changed on there, and Ken might be able to address that in more detail, is I think he took out the sidewalk and added some... Yeah, could he address your question? So,
well, if you're going to address it later,
Yeah, he'll tell you the difference. They're very minor.
One I should be looking at.
Yeah, they're very minor. One thing that's happened is you can see in the rear, you required some landscaping for the billboards. So you'll see the entire rear of the property has included landscaping in there.
Okay.
And what's interesting about this property, you see the entranceway that will be on Route 24 that's previously established. And I have later some information from DelDOT we're on our way of getting our permit there. But the landowner, Mr. Hudson, they've previously granted this easement, and there's a pumping station to the rear of it. Now, whether that road will ever go anywhere is now doubtful, but that's what DelDOT required originally. And if you want to go back a little bit further, these four lots, that are now four lots, they were approved for 72 townhomes. So DelDOT has said, well, this use is fairly minimum compared to what that traffic was. And if you want to go back a little further, there was Hudson's manufactured homes, and there was a site there for sales off and selling manufactured homes. So there's been other uses there, but the 72 townhouses obviously never went. So, and if you look at tab 4, that's actually the color rendition of the aerial of what it would look like. With the sales trailer located on it, you can see that across the street is the medical center. And to give you a better idea, in a little rougher form, you see in tab 6 the tax map. All the purple area there shows the commercial that's already approved around that area.
That parking lot is already there, right?
Yes, sir.
And that dates back to the manufactured home.
Yeah. And look at, Mr. Burrow, if you want to look at tab 6, that was when the manufactured home sales lot was there. You see how the parking lot was situated?
Right.
So this would have the same parking lot, but the temporary sales office would be right in front of it, where if you're looking at tab 6, where that site arrow goes.
Okay.
And you know, the rest of the lot would not be developed at this point, and the only other use on the other three lots would be the billboards at this time. On tab 7, it might be hard to believe that this is the rendition of the temporary sales office, but it actually is a double wide that Ryan's going to roll in there. It's 24 by 60, but what they can do is dress it up, and this is how they intend to dress it up. They're going to put three gables on it. They're going to put what looks like a rock skirt around it, and they're going to landscape it. We perhaps have given you more detail than you need in there, but you have some of the building specs and how it'll look and how it'll be landscaped in TAD 7. As far as regulatory approvals, if you look at tab 8, the fire marshals has already given their plan review report as approved. In that same section, you'll see that the Sussex Conservation District's requiring no stormwater management plan or development. You'll also see there's an email in there from Mr. Davis of the County Sewer Engineering Department. And what that email, if I could summarize for you, says is the EDVs are going to be minimal. There will only be one salesperson there on average. Hopefully they'll get a lot of customers in there, but it's not going to be very intense, and Mr. Davis has indicated they'll just have to hook up in the rear to some laterals. So sewer's available.
Is the trailer just for these lots, or is it for
no,
other?
No, absolutely not. The sales trailer is for all of Ryan Holmes' projects in eastern Sussex.
Okay.
And that's why in tab one, Mr. Burrow, we showed you. And the reason for that is they're feeling somewhat frustrated. We're not frustrated, but they want customers to have a centrally located place. So they're in the market looking for a reasonably priced house. They can stop here and get a preview of a tour of various communities they can look at. And the location's ideal because 24 and 1 is a fairly busy area. You know, it's sort of a hub there. You'll also see in tab 8 information from DelDOT indicating that, in summary, that the trips and traffic impact is a lot less, and there's very little work that needs to be done just to get an actual permit for this use. But we've given you everything to date. Let me, if I may, I'd like to call Michael up here just for a couple questions. I think you've got
to
be sworn.
Anybody else going to talk?
Like to speak?
So they can just all come up at once and get sworn in.
Yeah, Chris,
Ken's
you're
going to come up or something. If you would, just give us your names and addresses.
Mike Sabatoni, 31297 Lakeview Boulevard, Lewis.
Christian Hudson, 30921 Edgewater Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you both swear a firm testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Michael, just let me ask you a couple questions. How long have you worked with Ryan?
12 years.
And what's your title with them?
A production manager.
And so you're familiar with all these communities?
Yes, sir.
And are you familiar with the area that the temporary sales trailer is going to be?
Yes.
Do you believe, in your opinion, that putting the sales trailer there will substantially adversely affect any of the neighboring properties?
No.
Okay. That's all I have for him. Somewhat self-serving, but I think it's important for the record.
Sure.
How big did you say the trailer is?
It's 24 by 60. I have included as tab 9 proposed findings, which I believe reflect what the documents say here, as well as some of the testimony, as well as conditions. And those conditions include that the temporary sales office will be located as presented on the site plan. The parking spaces shall be designated in the adjacent lot. The hours of operation shall be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays and 11 to 6 on weekends. All state and local regulatory approval shall be achieved. One lighted sign shall be permitted on the building and one off building identifying the use therein. And the special permit shall be valid for 5 years. They're pretty standard, but I know you always usually include those. If I can call Mr. Hudson up just for a second. Mr. Hudson, you've heard my representations of this application to the board. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I mean, you know, basically, when we came here last time, we were just trying to get some income out of the property, and Ryan's approached us about putting a sales center there, but for both them and us, it doesn't really work to tie ourselves to a long lease where you would stick build something, which we could do per zoning. So for a temporary thing, it's only 5 years. The only real option was to do a temporary trailer. So that's why we're before you gentlemen today. Respectfully request the variance.
Special use
exception. Sorry. He's got to earn his keep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try. That's all we have, Mr. Chairman. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Cool. Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe the applicant has, at least to my satisfaction, prove that the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. So I make a motion we approve the special use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills. that we approve case number 10,914. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.